The Art of Multitasking by Scourge.
Hello everybody, this is Scourge reporting for the Great Salt Date. You know, everywhere I go, people always say to me, Scourge, you know, I'd like to be more like you, dating all the time and everything, but I just don't have that much time in a day. Is there any way to get more time out of a 24-hour day? Well, fortunately, gentle listener, the answer is yes. And I can explain how in one word. Multitasking. Doing more than one thing at one time. It's perfectly natural. You know, there's the old thing about walking and chewing gum at the same time. You want to see some multitasking? Look at a teenager doing homework. They don't just do homework. They're watching TV, they're listening to a CD, they're chatting with friends on the internet, they're talking to one friend on the telephone and making out with another one. You know, they're natural multitaskers. Well, that's what this podcast is all about, multitasking. I'm going to teach you how. I'm the king of multitasking, and I'm going to teach you everything I know. So please turn on your cell phone, your pager, your PDA, and all that stuff, because here we go. Oh, and I want you to know, I practice what I preach. As I record this, I am multitasking. I'm cleaning my oven. I'm listening to a Teach Yourself Spanish CD and a spy novel. I'm whitening my teeth. I'm answering my email and de-spamming my inbox at the same time. Oh, and I almost forgot, I'm also on a date. Say hello to the nice people, Megan.
Hello, nice people. So, Justin, if this is a date, can we actually go somewhere, like to a movie or something?
Thanks, babe, or should I say gracias, señorita. You know, multitasking is more than just a way to get more done in less time. It's a way of life. It's a way to get more life into your life. If you think about it, let's say you're doing, say, five things at once. You're going to accomplish five times more than the guy who's only doing one thing at once. Simple arithmetic, man. And if you do that consistently over a lifetime, you're going to accomplish five times more in your life. It's like living to be 400 years old. I mean, even vampires don't live that long, you know, most of them. Oh, I almost forgot to count another task I got going, another thread I'm doing as I multitask. I am also preparing a gourmet meal for me and my date. Do you want the bean and cheese or the beef and bean with chili verde?
You don't have to yell at me. I'm not the one wearing headphones.
You know, the first rule of multitasking is just like the Boy Scouts, it's be prepared. Always have lots of stuff to do. To get you thinking along the right lines, I'm going to take you on an audio tour of my backpack, or as I call it, my multitasker's survival kit. First, let's talk, or hablo, as they say, about headphones. Very important. One of the most important pieces of equipment for the multitask is headphones. Indispensable. I recommend the big old-fashioned type with the big cups, you know, that seal over your ears. The manufacturers claim they cut out like 90% of extraneous noise, but I don't know if I believe it.
Believe it.
Next, I rewired the headphones so that each ear can be plugged into a different device. Right now, I'm listening to Spanish in my left ear and enjoying a thrilling spy novel in my right ear. Now, to drive those headphones, you're going to need, you know, electronic devices.
You're going to need CD players, radio, PDA, cell phone, maybe a portable DVD player. Well, let's say at least one of each, preferably two. Okay, and batteries. Oh, tons of batteries. You're going to go through batteries like crap through a goose. You know what I'm saying? Now, you might say, duh, Scourge, those things are only obvious. But would you have thought of these here? Huh? Oh, sorry, you can't see them. They're plastic sandwich bags. I use them for waterproofing my gear so they don't get, like, shorted out in the shower.
Yeah. I could see where that would come in real handy, like two or three times a month.
Oh, and here's a very important item, a book on ASL, American Sign Language, the language of gestures and hand movements that blind people use to communicate with each other.
Deaf people, retard.
What? Oh, drinks are in the fridge, babe. Yeah, grab uno for me, tuo, por favoro. Now, you couldn't see this, but I signed that as I said it because I know Megan hasn't taught herself Spanish like I have. You know, signing is valuable to the multitasker because you can communicate even when both audio channels, both ears, are tied up with something else like mine are right now. Gracias, señorita.
De nada, Ricky Retardo.
Ah, that's good. Okay, now what else do I have in here? Pens and paper, of course. Crosswords, word finds, stuff like that. Yarn, crochet hooks, a couple of Rubik's Cubes. Reading light, caffeine tablets. Dumbbells and a couple of these foamy squeezy things, you know, for developing your grip. Yo-yos, cat's cradle, whoopee cushion, you know, the usual stuff. Now, if you're a girl or a girl wannabe, you might want to include things like, I don't know, toothbrush and toothpaste, makeup and hair products, diet pills, home pregnancy tests. Maybe some jewelry polish. If you're a guy, you might want to consider, I don't know, a police scanner, universal remote, CB radio, Swiss Army knife, do some whittling, you know, various fireworks, and binoculars, preferably with night vision. Okay, well, in the interest of keeping this podcast on pace, I'm going to put you guys on pause while I repack all this stuff. See you in a blip. Okay, we're on the road now. Megan caught me during a CD change and talked me into taking her to a movie. I thought, sure, why not? One more thing to multitask.
Oh, you make a girl feel so special.
And it gives me the opportunity to show you guys that driving a car and multitasking go together like
headphones and halitosis.
Like J-Lo and BF.
Jennifer and Ben Affleck broke up eons ago.
We're pretty close to the theater, but I think I have enough time to cover one very important subject, multitasking etiquette.
You are going to lecture other people on etiquette?
Human etiquette came about as a way of ensuring the most efficient course of human interactions. For example, it's good etiquette to let an old lady on the bus first. Why? Because with nobody behind her, she's going to lollygag around and make everybody late, you see? So, since etiquette exists only to increase overall human efficiency, I want to propose what I'm going to call Scourge's first law of multitasking etiquette. Simply stated, Scourge's first law of multitasking etiquette goes, the person who is multitasking less should always defer to the person who is multitasking more. For example, if I'm a brain-dead monotasker And Megan here is ripping along with a 6-7 thread multitasking session. I should always defer to her, see, because she's accomplishing more. You know, on the golf course, I let her play through. At the supermarket, I let her in line in front of me. At the emergency room, time for a change of the old Espanol CD. Pardon me while I... Whoa, hold on. Hold the phone. The spy novel needs a disc change too. Right and left ears both went dead right at within seconds of each other. What are the odds? Now, gentle listener, whenever this happens, if just one disc goes out, you know, you need a disc change, you know, it's not that critical. I would just, you know, like steer with my knees while I change the disc, you know. But with both of them down, hey, I'm losing two threads right there, you know. I stop and get things back on track ASAP.
Could we, move?
Sure, babe. One disc to go.
Hey, lighten up, pal. We're multitasking up here.
Just my luck. I got a Neanderthal monotasker behind me. Oh, that's cute. Now he's flipping me the international seating for one sign, you know what I mean? Jeez, what a baby.
Oh yeah, what's that? The maximum number of things you can do at one time, huh?
Uh-oh, I heard a door slam. Mr. Mono must be getting out of his car. Lock your door, Megan. Megan? Where?
Megan! Where do you think you're going? That guy's a mono. Don't get in here. Ah, jeez.
I'm sorry you had to hear this, listeners, but it brings up a very important point that you should be aware of right at the start. Monos don't give us multis the respect we deserve. They never have, they never will. I don't know if it's jealousy or resentment or envy or just plain meanness, but don't expect them to thank you for trying to pack more human experience into a unit at a time. It's not going to happen. Ah, look at this. The mono's trying to impress me that he can drive and make out at the same time.
You call that multitasking? Two threads? I've seen Paramecium's multitask better than that.
I'll show him multitasking. Where's my backpack? Okay, let's get the cell phone going here with a little speed dial, crossword, portable DVD player on the dashboard. Okay, deck of cards. We're cruising now. We're cruising now. Okay, cell phone's answering. Hello, Mom? This is Scourge. Justin. Hey, what's a five-letter word for tranquility? I think it starts with a P, but I'm not sure. And you're going to have to hang up and text message me with the answer because, as usual, both audio channels are tied up, okay? Whoa, this is strange. I think the spy novel is adding a sound effect of a police siren. But here's the weird thing. I hear it in both ears. Must be getting some weird channel crossover to the Spanish CD. Hold on, listeners. My cell phone is vibrating. I'm getting a message to that question I asked my mother. And the answer is... What is that siren? Okay, let's speed dial again here. Jeez, this crossover getting louder, you know? Must have soldered something up wrong in these headphones. Hello, Mom. Don't worry. The siren is just part of a spy audiobook I'm listening to. I don't know how it's spilling over into the other headphone, and now apparently into my cell phone, too, but I'll sort it out when I get home. Gotta go now, Mom. I'm doing a podcast, and I gotta wrap it up, you know what I mean? Well, listeners, I hope you've learned a little bit about the joys of multitasking. Until next time,
This is Scourge reporting for the Great Salt Day, reminding you that if you're doing five things at once, you just ain't trying hard enough.